Peace.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm watching Vayner, and we had a call this week from Queens. Said, how do you know they're shell-shocked? Why can't it just be the Republicans don't disagree with anything that's going on? And there is an element of that. For example, let me pose to you a hypothetical. But as part of the hypothetical, I want you to see if you can recall anything in reality that would help you answer the hypothetical. Okay? If the Republicans had the House as they do, and if the Republicans controlled the Senate, and if the Republicans had a president in the White House, would they repeal Obamacare? You think so? Okay, you tell me who. This is what I don't see, Mr. Snerdley. I don't see any unity even on that in the Republican Party.
There's Rush Limbaugh, who says that after seeing the Republicans agree to this new budget deal, he doesn't think they'll do anything about Obamacare. Obamacare, the budget deal, top two items this week on the Talk Radio Review. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending December 13th, so it's for the week of the 9th to the 13th. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll run down the top 10 hits starting at number one in this hour, determined by the folks at talkers.com. Every day, many of you go to this site, see what's going on, because it is the premier publication of the talk radio industry, so you can read about your favorite radio programs and radio hosts and radio stations. That's what they do there. That's pretty interesting stuff. So if you wonder how the list is determined, that is how we get to it. Anniversary of the Newtown school shooting is at 10. FCC and cell phones on airplanes is 9. Immigration reform is 8 this week. The NSA is 7. Jobs report 6. Time magazine selection of the Pope is 5. Iran is 4. Nelson Mandela's death is 3. Number 2 is the budget deal, and number 1 is Obamacare. So, here is host Jay Weber talking about the New York Times reporting on some of the real costs of the Obamacare Affordable Care Act debacle.
I've referenced the New York Times story that created a stir, and the information in it is all information that we on the conservative side of talk radio have been talking about for weeks, certainly, if not years. But it pops up in the Times, and now it's disseminated out to the mainstream press. And to people who don't listen to talk radio, which is still, you know, unfortunately most people, it's new to them. We just have so many uninformed in this country. But it's new to them, so now it's creating a stir. This created a stir on the East Coast yesterday. The New York Times story finally detailed the costs associated with these Obamacare policies and admitted they're astronomical. Not just the higher premiums, which the New York Times really downplays, but the higher deductibles, the co-pays, the co-insurance, that's the percentage of the bill that you pay after you've reached your deductible and your insurance starts paying. Under all sorts of bronze and silver policies of Obamacare, they're only paying 60 to 70% of those bills. The Times story says, for months, the Obama administration has heralded the low premiums of medical insurance policies on sale in the insurance exchanges. But as consumers dig into the details, they're finding that the deductibles and other out-of-pocket costs are often much higher than what is typical in employer-sponsored health plans. Until now, it was almost impossible for people using the federal health care website to see the deductible amounts, which still amazes me. They were hiding the deductible amounts on you people. This is what consumers pay before coverage kicks in, but the federal officials finally relented last week and they added a window shopping feature that displays that data on deductibles. So now people can see it. For policies offered in the federal exchange, as in many states, the annual deductible often tops $5,000 for an individual and $10,000 for a couple. Insurers devised the new policies on the assumption that consumers would pick a plan based on mainly the premium price, but insurance plans with lower premiums generally have higher deductibles. In El Paso, Texas, for example, for a husband and wife, both age 35, one of the cheapest plans on the federal exchange is a premium of $300 a month, but the annual deductible is more than $12,000. For a 45-year-old couple seeking insurance on the federal exchange in Saginaw, Michigan, a policy with a premium of $515 a month has a deductible of $10,000. Now, the New York Times, lefty rag that it is, in this story portrays $300 a month and $515 a month as low premiums. Their premise is, well, the premiums may be low, but the deductible is high. In what universe is $515 a month for a couple a low premium?
Stand by. The latest poll numbers are coming up, plus your calls on Obamacare and health care and insurance and all that good stuff right here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Look, kid, you're new here, so let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grainger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No, Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here, going up to number 10 from number 1. Here is, because Obamacare is number 1, with a discussion of the poll numbers. What do you feel about Obamacare? You'll be amazed when you listen to these numbers. Host Buddy Cianci talks to Fran Coombs from the Rasmussen Report for these numbers.
You did a poll just recently, I think, that where you sampled 1,000 people, and these 1,000 people had opinions, didn't they, on Obamacare and how much they supported it or they want it repealed. What was the result?
Yeah, well, obviously, for several weeks now, views have been running very strongly against Obamacare. They've been getting worse and worse. I mean, we've got now like 81% of people either want to repeal it or change it, and of that group,
50%
want to repeal. You know, big numbers. People are real unhappy with it. I mean, there's always been the roughly a little bit over 50% that want to get rid of it, but this is, you're seeing numbers add up as you see the website problems and the people that are getting thrown off their insurance policies. The numbers are really starting to move up.
Yeah, I guess we're up to 5 or 6 million now who have been thrown out of their policies, and they're finding out that they get back into another policy. They have bigger deductibles or larger deductibles, and they also have higher costs.
Right. Well, you got to figure, too, that roughly 80% of Americans who have insurance now are very happy with it.
Right.
And as we have seen in surveys for several years, people overwhelmingly believe that folks ought to have choices on how much insurance they want, how much coverage they want, and how much they should pay for it. So to be told no, you know, you got to have a policy that covers all this stuff, and this is what you got to pay for it.
Yeah.
They're real unhappy with that.
Your findings show that 19% have a very favorable view of the new law, while 47% have a very unfavorable view of the law.
Right.
And that's a non-starter for Obamacare right there, as far as public opinion is concerned.
Yeah, and I mean, and you know, that's not even tacking on the, you know, the other, say, like, 10, 12, 15% who have a somewhat unfavorable, it takes the thing up in the high 50s. But, yeah, that's the highest number of very unfavorables that we've ever gotten pulling on this thing for, you know, over 3 years now.
Here's some talk radio caller reaction to the latest on the Affordable Care Act montage.
I think Obama's a little bit nonchalant with our health care. If a few people are suffering, that is just too much. If we cannot appeal this law right now, wait until he gets out of office and then appeal the law, because this is ridiculous. Too many people are suffering.
Yeah, I think somebody should get fired. I mean, it's pretty obvious. I mean, I saw a thing where some kids from MIT did a thing in 24 hours and had all kinds of things straightened out. I don't know why they don't have the American people doing it, number one. Number two, I think it's a good thing. I just think they got the wrong people running it. Once it takes off, I think it's going to be fine. And I think that the Republicans are going to say, gee, we really should have took this and ran with it, you know, once it goes.
I think that Barack Obama should fire himself. And the reason I say that is, I currently have, I work part-time and I have health insurance through my job. That is ending at the end of this year because I'm on a limited medical plan, and Obamacare, the law does not allow for that. And I've gone to the marketplace site to look for insurance, and the premiums are outrageous. I think this is the worst law of prohibition.
This particular Congress that we have right now, I believe the 112th, has already achieved the title of the greatest do-nothing Congress in the history of the United States. The reason they have done nothing is because they have been held hostage by a small group of people, those people referred to as the Tea Party, and they have been led, by, for lack of a better word, by the most pathetic Speaker of the House probably in the nation's history, Mr. John Boehner. President Obama should not fire anyone. These are the people that should be fired in Congress. They have over and over, over 40 times, if I'm not mistaken, voted to repeal this law that has already been deemed the law of the land, useless, spending the taxpayers' money in the most useless of ways. And these are the people who should go, and they will go come the midterms.
I wanted to say in regards to the website, absolutely someone should be fired. I mean, we're looking at $600 million of taxpayer money that was spent on this. And we have college kids in dorm rooms that built Facebook. You know, Walmart, Best Buy, all these big companies that had their Cyber Monday, they were dealing with volume like you would not believe on their websites. No issues, no problems at all. You know, I do think, though, we do seem to point fingers a lot at each other, whether you're Democrats or Republicans, and I really hope that people can realize when you blame those bad Republicans or those bad Democrats in Congress, you're blaming your neighbor. These are people that were elected by us to represent their constituents. You don't blame your neighbor because they may think different about you. Let's get together and work on the issue and fix the problem. The website is such a small thing. The problem we have is the law. The law is a bad law. It may be the law of the land, but slavery was the law of the land at one time, and we got rid of it. Laws go away. Sometimes we look at it, and we need to fix it.
Coming up, shifting the focus to the budget deal and Nelson Mandela when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number two on this week's countdown, the so-called budget deal that a lot of people are worked up over. One of them is Judge Andrew Napolitano. He is on Fox with Brett Baer and Juan Williams. Napolitano doesn't like it. Williams does. You can hear their conversation right now.
The speaker has demonstrated a poverty of leadership. The speaker has demonstrated that he
He just got 332 votes.
Well, he did get 332 votes because he got the Democrats to vote with him, and he scared and he lost the Republicans who retain the value of small government. This doesn't decrease the deficit, it adds to it. This doesn't decrease the debt, it adds to it. It's $63 billion more than we're spending now. It obliterates the concept of the sequester, which they said was going to decrease all this stuff 2 years ago. This is an absolute fraud. They're afraid of reality. They have no sense, the Republican establishment. This is basically Democrat light.
There's no distinction
between John Boehner and Nancy Pelosi on this.
That holding off the government shutdown allows Republicans to focus on what they want to focus on, which is Obamacare and other things, to win elections because they need W's on the board.
It used to be a basic tenet of Republican principles. You don't spend what you don't have, and you don't go into more debt. They are spending $1.5 trillion more than they are taking in, and that is simply unacceptable. It's going to make matters far worse. That $17 trillion will be $20 trillion at this rate at the end of President Obama's term.
Listen, they're doing the right thing finally. Let me just tell you something. They're doing the right thing for the American people and for Republicans. You've just written off, by the way, the majority of the Republicans on the Hill, because the majority voted for this bill.
The Nelson Mandela Memorial Service and the controversies surrounding them. Number three on the countdown this week, from affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, host Alan Ludell talks to CBS News correspondent Bob Butler about this sign language controversy and also the selfies that were taken while the service was going on.
What's the deal with the interpreter? What have the South Africans said?
Well, you know, that's funny. Here at the stadium, I'm very busy doing interviews and talking with people, and happened to look up on the screen and saw the interpreter there, and I watched for a couple of seconds. It didn't look strange to me. It seemed as if almost like he was doing karate chops and wasn't actually signing. I've seen sign language before. I can't read it, but I know what it looks like, and that didn't look like sign to me.
It's fascinating that you yourself had noticed that. Well, what about now this ruckus over the president and the Danish prime minister? I suppose no one knows how the Danish prime minister ended up beside President Obama, but what's your slant on that?
Well, you know, I saw that on Twitter this morning and on Facebook and, you know, all that was being made of it. But I also saw the photographer who took the picture wrote a blog saying, wait a minute, you know, this has been taken out of context. right before I snapped this picture, Michelle Obama was laughing along. They were all laughing together. And then I guess he said, when I took the picture, this is the one that they used, but I had pictures of her laughing too. So it's not clear what really happened there, but I know right now a lot of folks are making out as if, like, the president's at the doghouse because, you know, his wife is right next to him and he was flirting with somebody else.
And to be fair, even though it was a memorial service, I have seen pictures of Archbishop Tutu, Emeritus Archbishop Tutu, in a conversation with a foreign leader, and they too seem to be jovial. So, of course, that may also capture the point that it's not all been somber about Nelson Mandela. It's been celebrating his life. But back to this little tabloid story, I guess what did get attention, though, is at some point Michelle Obama appears to have reseated herself between her husband, the president, and the Danish prime minister.
Well, again, there's another, you know, I did a lot of reading on that today, and it looked as if when the president got up to speak, they say she went and changed seats. I don't know. I wasn't up there on the dais to see what was going on, to hear what was going on, but I'm not going to get too pushed out of shape over this. It is kind of interesting, and it seems, you know, if you look, just look at the pictures, he's sitting there taking a selfie, then he gets up, and then she kind of sits down. I'm not sure the sequence of events, but yes, it's the kind of thing that makes. That keeps us all busy trying to figure what happened.
Iran nukes Pope Francis. Both move themselves to the front and center position on the countdown as we continue in a matter of moments, so please don't go away. I'm Doug Steffen.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Normal blood pressure. Naturally, how would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair?
Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen here with the overview for the week ending Friday, December 13th. A lot of interesting stories here. Number four in the countdown, what's going on in Iran? Host Jane Foy talks to CBS Middle East correspondent Robert Berger about Secretary of State Kerry's trip to Israel to try and sell the deal that was made with Iran a few weeks ago.
We all know that President Netanyahu is really annoyed that we seem to be buddying up with Iran, and Saudi Arabia's intel chief, I think it's Prince Bandar, he's not happy with us either.
They gave statements focusing on Iran and the Palestinian issue. Israel's biggest concern right now is, as you mentioned, the nuclear deal with Iran. Netanyahu didn't really say a whole lot, but he has in the past. He feels that the deal is a bad one, but he's hoping that maybe Israel can influence the final deal and prevent Iran from getting nuclear weapons.
As I said, we had heard that Saudi Arabia's intelligence chief said he is not going to share information with the United States any longer. Is there any relationship news that you had heard of between Israel and Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, everything, but it's all unofficial or under the surface. But yeah, there have been quite a number of reports that Israel and the U.S. and Saudi Arabia are cooperating behind the scenes on Iran. There's been even reports that they've coordinated about the possibility of Israel using Saudi airspace in a possible attack on Iran. We don't know if that's really true. But for the Saudis, they're very uncomfortable to have any kind of public cooperation with Israel. The Israelis have pretty much been the arch enemy, but they have a common interest now with regard to Iran. Both consider Iran a threat, a very serious threat to their countries.
Time magazine's selection of Pope Francis as the Person of the Year, number five on the countdown. Here are hosts Susan Rose and John Zach talking to Sister Margaret Carney, who's president of the St. Bonaventure University in New York. They discuss Time's choice of the Pope.
Pope Francis has been selected as Time magazine's Person of the Year. Time's managing editor Nancy Gibbs said Francis has managed to change the tone, perception, and focus of one of the world's largest institutions in an extraordinary way. Tell us how you reacted to this selection.
Well, I'm actually ecstatic about it because I do agree with the Time editors that Pope Francis has transformed people's understanding of what the Catholic Church's root traditions are simply not by changing its teachings, but by really exploring a broader spectrum of those teachings and by making sure that people understood that only God is capable of judging. And so his very clear decision not to stand in judgmental postures, even over complex issues, I think has reassured people that there's much larger space in this Big Tent than perhaps they had imagined in the past.
Yet Sister Frances has been Pope for only a few months. Do you think the magazine's assessment of him is based largely on what they're expecting of him, based on what he said since being elevated?
I believe that is the case, but I also believe that even more than his predecessors, the power of social media and media to communicate his actions has magnified his capacity to make an impact on people, even by slight changes in the way in which he pronounces on difficult issues. He is going to challenge the world. Make no mistake about it. He's just going to challenge the world in sectors that perhaps people have not in the past thought were of great interest to Catholic teaching, sectors such as inequalities in economic systems. And so I think that he's still going to put some very hard teachings in front of us, but he's going to do it in a way that helps people understand that all of us struggle to find the right answer in truly complex moral situations. And the really complex moral situations don't admit of easy black and white stereotypes.
You know, but just in a short time as Pope, he has captured the imagination of millions with his humble ways. He really is the people's Pope, isn't he?
He is. And I think that is why the choice of the name Francis was clearly such an inspiration to him, because Francis of Assisi is a beloved figure, not just among Catholics, but among world religions, also because while he was completely committed to the Christian gospel, he did not try to impose that gospel by force on people whose beliefs were different. He invited them into a dialogue. He didn't demand that they submit. And so I think it's that invitation to dialogue versus the demand of submission that has made people really want to listen to what Francis has to say.
Up next, the jobs situation, the NSA situation, and the immigration situation, all on the way as this week's Talk Radio Countdown show is bigger than life.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple of yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's see, we're moving up to number 6 on the countdown with the next cut from radio programs that we monitor, the Jobs Report. Here's host Tony Cruz with CBS financial analyst Jill Schlesinger about the good news in this latest job report this past week.
It looks like the economy added 203,000 jobs, and that has put the Fed in a pickle. I'll let you describe all the rest of the information.
Well, okay, so we had a stronger-than-expected jobs report, which is really good news, right? Mm-hmm. We want to see job creation, but the Fed has told us that when the labor market starts to improve, it would try to change its policy, pull back on the amount of bonds that it would buy on a monthly basis.
Right.
This is all good news because we don't want the Fed's help. We want the economy to do it on its own. Well, here is. We got the better-than-expected data. We've got a Fed meeting next week. Will they or won't they? That's the question. Most on Wall Street say, you know what? Probably not, because they think that it's still weak enough that it allows the Fed to kind of chill out for one more or two more meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the general consensus is that probably Janet Yellen is going to be the architect of the unwind rather than Ben Bernanke, and she will be taking over after the last meeting on January 31st, the last of the Bernanke era. So say bye-bye to Ben.
Bye-bye, Ben. Now, according to John Hilsenroth in the Wall Street Journal, you have a quote from him: a meager 83,000 people became employed between September and November, while the number not in the labor force during this that stretch rose by 664,000. It says the jobless rate fell because people stopped looking for jobs, you've talked about this before, and removed themselves from the ranks of people counted as unemployed. And that's part of the problem here. That's part of the pickle, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Because the Fed is saying, look, we want data to improve. And if data is improving, what the caveat is, they want it to improve for the right reason. And if we saw 5 months in a row with 250,000 jobs created, people entering the labor force,
right,
which would be rocking and rolling, you'd feel better.
Oh, yeah.
But I guarantee you go out and talk to your friends and people aren't feeling like the market's awesome for jobs. They just don't, right? And the reason is that part of the unemployment rate drop has to do with people retiring early, kids saying, I'm not going to go out there and find a job. I'll go back to school. I'll get a degree. All smart things, right? But it doesn't really speak to the health of the labor market. Look, we've made progress. We've gone from 10% to 7% unemployment. More people are employed. We're almost back to getting all the jobs that were lost during the recession. But that also doesn't mean we're 100%. And the Fed, I think, is going to say, you see, this is why we have to keep doing what we're doing.
The NSA is number 7 on the countdown. Here's host Jordana Green with Craig Timberg. He's from the Washington Post. They talk about tech companies that are banding together to protest the NSA.
It looks like the economy added 203,000 jobs, and that has put the Fed in a pickle. I'll let you describe all the rest of the information.
Well, okay, so we had a stronger-than-expected jobs report, which is really good news, right? Mm-hmm. We want to see job creation, but the Fed has told us that when the labor market starts to improve, it would try to change its policy, pull back on the amount of bonds that it would buy on a monthly basis.
Right.
This is all good news because we don't want the Fed's help. We want the economy to do it on its own. Well, here it is. We got the better-than-expected data. We've got a Fed meeting next week. Will they or won't they? That's the question. Most on Wall Street say, you know what, probably not, because they think that it's still weak enough that it allows the Fed to kind of chill out for one more or two more meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the general consensus is that probably Janet Yellen is going to be the architect of the unwind rather than Ben Bernanke, and she will be taking over after the last meeting on January 31st, the last of the Bernanke era. So say bye-bye to Ben.
Bye-bye, Ben. Now, according to John Hilsenroth in the Wall Street Journal, you have a quote from him: a meager 83,000 people became employed between September and November, while the number not in the labor force during this, that stretch rose by 664,000. It says the jobless rate fell because people stopped looking for jobs, you've talked about this before, and removed themselves from the ranks of people counted as unemployed. And that's part of the problem here. That's part of the pickle, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Because the Fed is saying, look, we want data to improve. And if data is improving, what the caveat is, they want it to improve for the right reason. And if we were just, if we saw 5 months in a row with 250,000 jobs created, people entering the labor force,
right,
would be rocking and rolling, you'd feel better.
Oh, yeah.
But I guarantee you go out and talk to your friends and people aren't feeling like the market's awesome for jobs. They just don't, right? And the reason is that part of the unemployment rate drop has to do with people retiring early, kids saying, I'm not going to go out there and find a job, I'll go back to school, I'll get a degree, all smart things, right? But it doesn't really speak to the health of the labor market. Look, we've made progress. We've gone from 10% to 7% unemployment. More people are employed. We're almost back to getting all the jobs that were lost during the recession. But that also doesn't mean we're 100%. And the Fed, I think, is going to say, you see, this is why we have to keep doing what we're doing.
The number eight item on the countdown, immigration reform, host Matt Patrick talking to Tea Party member Robert Gonzalez. They discuss how Congress seems to have forgotten about the whole discussion of immigration reform.
We talk an awful lot about immigration amnesty, and it has really kind of been pushed to the back burner in a lot of people's minds. Now, last week, Boehner hires this gal, Rebecca Talent. Anyone that knows Rebecca Talent in the Beltway knows that she is for amnesty. She worked for McCain. She worked for other organizations. Are you concerned that that Boehner is somehow trying to do a sleight of hand here where immigration reform is concerned?
I am, Matt. Let me tell you what's happening right now. This is obviously, I'm not privy to anything up there because I'm not there, but right now immigration reform, based on the Gang of Eight's bill, it's not palatable to most of the American people, and definitely not palatable to us in the grassroots Tea Party movement. The Rubios, McCains, Grahams, Schumers, and Durbins of this world are not palatable to us either. The deal here is because it's not palatable, he's going to have to get somebody who's going to have to repackage this to make it look like it's right. Now, I want you guys to remember one thing. Do you remember when the Supreme Court heard the validity of the Obamacare bill?
Sure, sure.
Who would have thought the Supreme Court Justice John Roberts would have ruled it a tax, and that Kennedy would have been against it? That didn't just happen. That was pre-planned, and we got Obamacare, and once it got passed, here we are today, 2013, and we are having to deal with Obamacare. Who would have thought that?
Now, I've talked to Texas Congressman Ted Poe. He says the Senate bill is a non-starter in the House, and so far, Boehner has not brought that to the floor for any votes or discussion. But I don't see immigration. I don't see anything happening with immigration right now until maybe early next year, and maybe after the midterms. What say you?
I think that's true, except for the reason for that is they have to repackage it. That's what's happening, Matt. They have to repackage this deal because it's not going to pass the way it is.
Up next, cell phones on planes and the Newtown anniversary. That's next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
I'm Doug Steffen, up to number 9 on the countdown. The FCC and cell phones on airplanes. Host Dan Mason talked to callers about the FCC considering lifting the ban on cell phones on airplanes. One of the most ridiculous things to have come down the last couple of decades.
Federal Communications Commission saying they're going to consider lifting the ban on in-flight cellular telephone calls. I think this has the potential to be such a huge irritant. Richard, hi. Thanks for being here.
I'm retired military, and I can't understand why somebody can't go an hour to 2 hours without using their cell phone.
I kill for time without my phone.
Jeez. I don't even take my phone into the store with me. I leave it out in the car.
Yeah.
It's just so irritating. Now if they start letting them talk on phones, you know, if you're in coach, you're going to be sitting between two people yakking on telephone for 2 hours.
Oh, I'll go off the deep end. I just know I will. I'm not putting up with that.
I ain't either. So, I think it's a big mistake, you know, that people would survive this long. What did we do before we got all these cell phones? We survived.
Yeah, we did rather well, too.
Yeah, and now that nobody can go without texting or, you know, I still see people texting while they're driving down the road.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's insane. I get off the road.
I know that somebody somewhere is going to say, well, it's my right. Well, rights are overrated. Okay. We have certain ones that are guaranteed, like, you know, in the Constitution of the United States. Your ability to talk on a phone isn't one of them. Your freedom does not extend to making my life miserable. It doesn't, or anybody else. Free speech? Okay. Let's see how your free speech works with your phones in your mouth and halfway down your throat. But I think there's a lot of you that are just like me. A little quiet time is good. Turn off the phone. Turn off the TV. Turn off everything. I'll sit and read a nice book for 2 hours. I can do that. But listening to other people yak on the phone, it drives me nuts. And on an airplane? Oh, my goodness.
And the number 10 item on the countdown, the anniversary of the Newtown school shooting. Here's host Gene Mueller talking to media analyst Al Tompkins about the town of Newtown asking the news media to leave him alone this weekend.
The community of Newtown, Al, asking the media to stay away. They say that they want to mark this occasion on their own. CNN, for one, is not going to go to Newtown. What do you think about the request and how the national media should handle this?
I think that it's going to be a difficult one for people to comply with. The people of Newtown, particularly many of the families, became celebrities of their own choosing in that they went to Washington, they lobbied for gun control, they became quite public people, and the country now knows who they are. They have faces and names. And so I think on the one hand, anybody would understand the request, but on the other one, the job of the journalist is to go where the news is. And sometimes that's going places that people would rather journalists not be, but it's still your duty to go and to report the news.
Al, in the course of covering these sorts of stories, the media is drawn to this, and there's that anger that comes from some members of the public because we stick cameras and microphones in the faces of grieving parents. Yet, on the other hand, it's cathartic in some cases for these parents to speak. It becomes a double-edged sword, the catharsis versus their right to privacy.
Look, nobody that I know of sticks cameras in the faces of grieving parents. If the parents don't want to talk, they certainly don't have to. And that's completely understandable for them not to. But it's also quite possible that there'll be a lot to say. The diaries, for example, the principal of St. Hook School were released this weekend by her family. And they're pretty amazing. They're in the newspaper there in Connecticut. So in the Connecticut Post. So I would say it's probably not a universal request, but I would also say this, Gene, it's not unprecedented. The people of Columbine made similar requests of Denver media not to come out on anniversaries. And Denver media largely don't. What they do is prepare stories in advance, and then that keeps them from having to be there on the weekend. Part of the question it seems like it's going to end up being, is anything going on? I mean, is there going to be anything truly newsworthy there? And then the other thing that media often do in these kinds of cases, and certainly the Colorado media have done this, is they often pool their resources so that there is a very low count of people there. We can do 10 or 15, and so you reduce your footprint, reduce the harm by using the technology that's available, and very often journalists do that.
Recapping the anniversary of the Newtown school shooting is 10, FCC and discussion of cell phones on planes number 9, immigration reform is 8, the NSA is number 7, jobs report 6, Time magazine selection of the Pope number 5, Iran number 4, Nelson Mandela's memorial number 3, budget deal number 2, and Obamacare number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show this week. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.